How to hire a good sales manager. You've been wondering about that, and I've got the answer for you on this episode of The Inside BS Show. You're a business leader and you want to figure out how to hire a good sales manager? Well, I've got five really important things for you right here. You see them filling in right there. And then I've got a killer quality. That's a sixth thing. It's gonna be down at the bottom there. It's the last thing we're gonna talk about in our session today. So you came for the qualities of a really good sales manager. You wanna know how to hire a really good sales manager. These five plus the killer quality at the bottom. I'm gonna deliver that to you right now. Let's get right into the content. Let's dive right in right now. Let's talk about how to hire a good sales manager. The first thing you need to do is you need to look for someone who's talented at developing relationships. What does this look like? Well, you want someone who's empathetic. You want someone who puts the other person first. So when you're hiring a good sales manager, you're interviewing them. They should be asking questions about you, about the company, about how they can help the company grow, about that, how they can help you become more successful. A good sales manager will be highly talented at developing and deepening relationships. That's the first area of talent this person should have. The second thing a good sales manager will have, the second quality a good sales manager will have, is a track record of staying in touch with people. So I want you, when you're interviewing this sales manager, I want you to sit back and ask them, who have you stayed in touch with over the years? How many people do you think you're in touch with from high school? See what they say. How many people do you think you're in touch with from college? How many people are you in touch with from graduate school? How many people are you in touch with from previous jobs where you worked? If I asked you to right now, could you take out your phone and call people who you used to work with at your last three jobs and get them on the phone right here in the room? I want to work with somebody in a sales manager role who's kept in touch with everyone over the years. Why? Because the person that you were friends with in your last job could be a client in this job. A great sales manager will keep in touch with everyone. A great sales manager will never burn a bridge. Why? Because there are more opportunities to sell to people if you have good relationships with them. You're looking for someone who has a track record of staying in touch, so ask questions about people they used to work with, about people they were friendly with, about people they had encounters with whom they've stayed in touch over the years. The third thing I want you to do when you're looking for a good sales manager is I want you to challenge them to bring you a deal. You've heard me correctly. I just had a call with a client this very morning, and the client was saying to me, the client works with banks, and they get a lot of referrals from banks and bankers. And they said to me, Dave, people from other areas of our business want to come into the financial services sector and they want to work with banks. What do you think I should do to vet them to make sure they're a good fit? Because he only has two people from each region on his financial services team. And I said, the first thing you should do is you should make them bring you two deals or at least two introductions to bankers that you can go with them to meetings. They're already working for your company. They already know how to sell your products and services. Have them bring you a deal with a banker. Now, if you're interviewing people from the outside, what you can do is you can call them and say, we're going to have an interview in 2 weeks' time. Here's what I'd like you to do. As part of your interview process, I'm going to ask you to introduce me to someone who's our ideal client. What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to do as much research as you can to discover who our ideal client is. And then I'd like you to go any way you can, as long as it's legal, moral, and ethical, and make an introduction of me to someone who would be our ideal client. Now, a really good sales manager will say, okay, sir, can I spend a half hour on the phone interviewing you so that I have an understanding for who the best clients would be, what you would do in a meeting with the best client, and how people in your company generally set up a good meeting? If someone said that to me, I'd spend the time with them right on the spot. I would tell them everything. I would give them a roadmap for how the best sales managers in the company set up meetings, and then I would turn them loose, and they would have to bring me a deal. Now, you're thinking to yourself, okay, Dave, listen, you're giving me some qualities that great salespeople have. What about sales managers? we're hiring sales managers. They're going to have to manage a sales team. But if they don't have these qualities themselves, how are they going to teach these qualities to the salespeople? So if I'm hiring a sales manager, that sales manager's got to be thoughtful enough. They have to be diligent enough. They have to be resilient and persistent enough to be able to do these things, to be able to bring me a deal. Now, the fourth thing I do with sales manager candidates is I ask them for a list of references before I meet with them. And what do? I call the references up, and I don't ask the references to tell me about the person I'm going to be interviewing. I ask the references for the names of other people that they know in common with the person I'm going to be interviewing. So let's say your name is Joe, and you give me Jane as a reference. So I have a meeting with you, Joe, in 2 weeks. I call Jane right now and I say, "Hi, Jane, my name is Dave Lorenzo and I work for the Dave Lorenzo Company. I'm interviewing Joe next week, or I'm interviewing Joe in 2 weeks. What do you think of him?" She's going to tell me, and I'm going to say, "Listen, Jane, you two work together, right?" And she's going to say, "Yes. Can you give me the names and phone numbers of two or three other people that you worked with that also know Joe? It's really important that you do this because I need to speak to two or three other people before I interview him so that I know whether or not he's a good fit for the job." Jane's going to give me two or three other people, and then I'm going to call them before she can call them and give them a heads up. That is how you get the real scoop on people. And if the person is good, you're going to get names like this. They're going to say, "Sure, I know Mike, he loves Joe. I know Pete, he loves Joe too. I'm going to give you Mike and Pete's phone numbers." And then if you want, call Mike and Pete and ask them for other names of people and phone numbers. You can get about 6 or 7 different really good references that way that the candidate didn't give you, and then you'll have a whole host of information. So you'll be in the interview with the sales manager and you'll say, "I called Jane like you asked me to. She said nice things." And of course, you knew she was going to say nice things. "She also gave me the names of Pete and Mike, and I spoke to Pete and Mike," and then watch the person's face. "You spoke to Pete and Mike?" "Yeah, and they asked me to ask you about this, this, and this. Why don't you tell me a little bit about those things?" Now listen, you may get some negative information, and that's fine. The key is to see if the sales manager candidate can explain what you're talking to them about, because you're putting them on the spot. Now, why do you want to put them on the spot in the interview? Well, this is the best they're ever going to look. This is a job interview. If you surprise them, think about how many times you've been surprised on a sales call. Clients surprise me all the time. Clients find out stuff about me all the time, and we're meeting and they ask me questions, sometimes uncomfortable questions. I have to be able to handle it. I want to see how good that sales manager candidate is on his feet. That's why I ask references for references. The fifth thing I want you to do with sales manager candidates is I want you to have them write out in an essay form a day in the life of their last job as a sales manager. I want them to write it out in essay form. Why do I want to do this? Well, 3 reasons. Number one, the way you write is the way you think. So if they submit an essay before I interview them, I can get a window into what their thinking is like and see if they're logical, if they can put a thought together. The second reason is I want to see how they write. Candidly, people are deficient in writing emails. They don't pay attention to detail. And I want to see if this person can write something that looks really good. Remember, this is the best the sales manager candidate is ever going to look. This is an interview. So if they submit sloppy work to me in an essay, I'm not even going to waste my time interviewing them. The third thing is I want to know what they did all day when they were a sales manager. So let them document a day in their life, and then I can ask them questions about that in the interview. It gives me more to work off of during the interview. Those are 5 things you need to use to hire a good sales manager. Now, the 6th thing is a killer quality. I promised you this at the beginning of our time together. It's a killer quality. It's probably the thing that a sales manager will have that separates him or her from everyone else. And that is that a great sales manager works off of a system. A great sales manager doesn't fly by the seat of their pants. They have a system they've used over the years, and they adapt that system to the company they're working with. They adapt that system to the product or service that they're selling. They adapt that system to their team. Now, if you're interviewing as a sales manager, or you're interviewing sales managers and you don't have a system and you want to give them a system, I've got one for you. I want you to go to revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. There you can enter your contact information and download my system that will help your sales managers become successful. If you're interviewing for a job as a sales manager, download this system, memorize it, and use it during your interview to show that you have a system that your sales team will use to be even more effective. This is the system I used to develop over $250 million in annual revenue, a book of business of $20 million that I carried myself. You need this system. You can customize it to work for you. There's a series of questions at the back of the booklet. You can use those to customize the system for you. Now look, sales managers or people who are hiring sales managers, if you want more great information about how to be a great sales manager, how to hire a great sales manager, watch the next video that's right below me. You'll see it filling in right below me right now. Watch that video right now. I will see you there.